Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many students in Massachusetts have just finished their first day of school this academic year without having to wear a mask. The state has dropped its mask mandate for schools, and that change has some families rejoicing and others worrying. WBUR's Max Larkin has found many families doing a bit of both.
Charlie Hartwell is 7.5, and the end of masks feels like a big deal. She's young enough that she can't really remember school without them.
Because I'm so used to it, it's going to feel so weird to see people's bare faces.
But Charlie, short for Charlotte, also notices when younger kids, like kindergartners at the Silver Hill School in Haverhill, struggle with their masks. And they're not alone.
Well, I hear a lot of the kids, like some of the older kids, surprisingly, like they're whining about, like, these masks are so itchy, they're too small, they're too big. And most kids are like, hey, masks keep you safe.
Charlie's dad, Nate Hartwell, helped reinforce that message at home. He helps run the pharmacy at the Leahy Hospital in Burlington, where he prepares COVID treatments, among other things.
We talked a lot about how the masks and a lot of people getting vaccinated help protect people who are at risk. And Charlotte's been really great about helping out with that.
In a polarized debate over masking, Nate says he's a true moderate. He thinks when the virus is spreading quickly, we should wear them. When the risk is lower, we should not. The Hartwell school community seems pretty evenly split on Monday morning, about half of kids bound in, masked up to start the day. Art teacher Jenny Arndt was on bus duty. She noted one upside of masks. They're one more patch of protection against a brutal winter wind. But in just her second month of teaching, Arndt sees a benefit to dropping them, too.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to learn over 500 students' names right now, and it's a little bit difficult when all you can see is their eyes and their hair. So I'm looking forward to being able to see their whole faces. I think that's going to help a little bit.
When the Haverhill School Committee voted to do away with masks earlier this month, the city's mayor, Jim Fiorentini, said he'd prefer to wait a couple of weeks after the February vacation.
I would love to remove it, no matter what, on the 28th, but in good conscience, I can't vote for that. I'm awfully sorry.
But Fiorentini was the only no vote, and a sign-toting crowd of parents against the mandate cheered the result. But in-school masking is not over statewide. Local mask mandates remain in some districts for now, including nearby Lawrence, as well as Boston, Chelsea, and Springfield. In others, it falls to individual families to make their own decisions. Mihaila Rusu is a parent in Quincy, who helps lead a city group for the parents of English learners. She says most in the group share her anxiety that this move came too soon. That meant a compromise with her own daughter, herself learning English.
So we make an agreement. She's going to keep it for 10 days. And after we can decide together if she wants, I'm going to let her take it off.
Truth be told, Charlie Hartwell in Haverhill doesn't love masks either. Her dad remarks that her younger siblings may never have to deal with the itchiness or the irritation when they go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But what if it gets worse again? Oh, boy.
It's a good question, Charlotte.
Having an in-home pharmacist slash dad helps her keep a pragmatic attitude in an evolving pandemic.
What's important is if it gets worse again, Charlotte, that we all understand that we may have to put masks back on and listen to the scientists and the doctors about what the best thing to do is, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the first in-person school day without masks in years, it seems to have gone all right in most places. Now kids, parents, and teachers are hoping that it stays that way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.